This is Insightful Info. Thank you for listening. Greetings. Thank you for joining me, and welcome to my segment. I have the opportunity to impart some insightful information today on subjects relating to personal self-improvement. So thank you for tuning in to Anchor.fm. So what is self-improvement? Well, self-improvement is personal development that may expand to all aspects of our life. It can be improving self-awareness. It can be also relating to my identity, my character, my personality, my conduct. And also it can be what talents and skills I develop and sharpen. So in all, self-improvement includes making me better as I grow older. Self-improvement will always be there for me to take advantage of. We will never get to the point that we are know-it-all, seen-it-all, lived-it-all. And self-improvement also includes that we become teachable and that we enjoy taking in knowledge, learning from others. Now, my name is Judith Mendoza. I am a personal health consultant, podcaster, blogger, educator. All information is, in my opinion, I concentrate in part on education relating to self-improvement on these segments, but also relating to autism and attention deficit disorder, as I have a family member who is an adult who is autistic but was raised as a non-autistic. I will be speaking on matters relating to autism and how it has affected me and how we have been affected, his family, personally, in different levels by Frank's diagnosis of autism. I will also be speaking on matters relating in general to personal self-improvement. Today, I will be concentrating on mental health and stigma. Obviously, if we want to improve, we have to be well in mind, in our thoughts, in our brains. So mental health is as important, if not more important, than physical health. Mental health can affect our physical health. Obviously, the first person to discern and to know that something is not okay is the individual human who is going through the difficulties. So I'm gonna know, right? If something is wrong with me, I'm gonna know the changes that I'm going through in my body. So I'm gonna be the first person to experience it first, and then maybe others will be noticing by my behaviors. So could it be that my anxiety is getting uncontrolled? My thoughts are getting uncontrolled. It's leading now to obsessive compulsive disorders because of my anxiety getting uncontrolled. I'm the one who knows. What about falling asleep? Am I now having a harder time to fall asleep? Could it be tremors, increased nervousness, uncontrolled muscle movements, maybe on my face, on my legs? I'm the one who's going to know. What about becoming more forgetful than often? And all of this is now interfering with my work on a daily basis, with my relationships with others. How am I dealing with the situation? That is the question. What do I do? And when I realize that something is not okay with me, with my mind, with my body, do I ignore it and say it's gonna go away? It's not important? Or do I become aware of it and say, no, this is not okay. I need to talk to someone about this. I need to talk to my significant other about it. I need to get an appointment, go to the doctor and have me checked out to see if I have maybe some deficiencies that are contributing to my mental and physical health deterioration. Stigma is a mental condition that can get in the way of self-improvement. Now, stigma is shame, disgrace, dishonor. Do I feel about me that if I say, yes, I do have a problem with my mind, there's something going on with my body that is limiting me now? Does stigma stop me from acknowledging this and from saying this needs to be taken care of? Or stigma is actually stopping me from getting that self-improvement that my body needs at the moment and that my mind needs at the moment? So stigma starts with me. Before it starts with others judging me, I'm the one who's gonna be judging me first, because I'm the one who know me first. So how do I process the information for myself, by myself, about myself? The way that I think, the way that I believe of myself, about myself, is the way that I will react. It's what my actions will be next. So how about you? How do you process information when it comes to your life and health? Mental and physical health are part of our life. They both go together. Mental and physical health, our heads are attached to our physical bodies, and so one goes with the other. We need to make sure that we are giving it proper attention and care. So, self-improvement includes the way that I manage my mental and physical health, and so it is for you. The next question is, how do you improve when confronted with unexpected health matters? Right? The way that we should handle is that we should take it into consideration and say to myself, this is my life, something is going on with me, I need to take care of it right now before it gets to be worse. That should be my thinking, right? So it is not a disgrace that I feel, or that my body's not functioning the way that it used to function before. It's reality. We all go through these things. So that was my topic for today. And I hope that I have encouraged you to look into yourself and see how you can improve your mental and physical health. And the next time, I will be talking about some other subjects that relate to self-improvement and also other matters in life that can intervene when it comes to improving. Stay tuned to Anchor.fm, and until next time, thank you for listening.